Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current programs stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
And good afternoon on a Sunday, and it is Easter Sunday. We have a great Easter Sunday presentation for you. Classical music has always provided music for the soul. You're really going to enjoy the show. We also have our new voiceover track featuring Birth of an Idea with the talented Cash Jackson. So you'll get a chance to hear it during the performances of the show. But Cash Jackson is one of the best voiceover talents that we have. We've got a long show for you today, and we're going to celebrate Easter. We're going to start off with a track by Vivaldi called Winter by Astoria Quartet, followed up by Classical Violins Part 2, which is 1 minute and 38 seconds. And following that, we have some beautiful things for you. Never Give Up on Your Dreams, Detex Dominis, which is Gloria, Cecilia Bartoli, King's Gamut, and of course, Classical Violin, Part 1. So I want you to sit back and enjoy Easter as it was meant to be enjoyed. So happy Easter to everybody, and especially a very happy Easter sent out to my family. Enjoy.
International Peace Honors. This global celebration continues with music from an amazing international artist. Directly from Italy, please welcome singer-songwriter, Grammy and Latin Grammy winner, Laura Pausini.
Hello everyone, this is Laura Pausini from Rome. Today we celebrate with Peace Tech Lab, the work of people that are helping to make this world a better place. To all those people, I'd like to dedicate my song EOC from the movie The Life Ahead.
Quando tu finisci le parole, sto qui, forse a te ne servono due sole, sto qui, quando impari a sopravvivere e accetti l'impossibile, nessuno ci crede, io sì. Non lo so. Che destino è il tuo, ma se vuoi, se mi vuoi, sono qui, nessuno ti sente, ma io sì, quando tu non sai più dove andare. Sto qui, sto qui. scappi via o alzi le barriere, sto qui, sto qui. Quando essere invisibile è peggio che non vivere, nessuno ti vede, io sì. Non lo so, io che te
Laura, per questa interpretazione bellissima. Your message of tolerance, acceptance, and unity are core values of building peace. And for anyone who has not yet watched the film The Life Ahead, starring Italian icon Sophia Loren, I highly recommend it.
And Laura Pausini, I thought it would be really great on Easter Sunday to play her International Peace Honors directly from Italy, where the Pope is in high official. You know, one of the things about classical music, it fits so greatly because Italy is almost the center point for classical music, with such great artists as Antonio Vivaldi, my favorite composer, and of course, Cecilia Bartoli from Italy. We now turn our attention to Gloria, and again, Dominus Domus. I want you to sit back while I do a lot of work. But you should sit back and enjoy Easter Sunday as a special day of prayer and peace.
Thank you.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings
From a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
And I have returned, and I am so glad and so proud to be able to play the voice track to Birth of an Idea. We're going to place it on Twitter later on today. It's already on YouTube, LinkedIn, and just a lot of fabulous websites. But when I was creating that part of it, I really wanted to put some images that reflected all I had imagined that would help foster diversity and Black history. We turn our attention now to one of the most famous Italian divas in opera, Cecilia Bartoli. And from that, again, we're going to go to another version of The King's Gambit. This is just exciting for me. The music selections are just some of the best.
Oh,
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, We are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And, as I said earlier, happy Easter. It is a day of prayer, recognition, reconciliation, and the joy of what Easter Sunday should mean. You know, growing up as a child, I love coloring Easter eggs. And I know that wasn't part of why Easter was created. But that joy, the magic of the eggs being colored, the Easter egg hunts, everything that was just to be a blessing in my life. So Easter was kind of like Thanksgiving. We had a lot to be thankful for, great mother and father who allowed us to enjoy Easter. Of course, after we went to church, which was very important to my parents, you had to attend church. And yes, you had to get dressed to go. Sunday school was important. You know, in those lessons, I did learn a lot about how to treat someone else. It was a big informational packed Sunday, using the stories from the Bible, but always trying to guide you to be a better person. So the Easter eggs were kind of a treat for you being obedient, and your eyes would light up with the different colors of the eggs and just the enjoyment of some of them. You could take little magic pencils and color names in, which always consisted of my brothers and sisters. But again, it was such a joy to enjoy Easter Sunday with my family. We're going to turn now to the long version of Classical Violins, Part 1, which is one of my favorite instruments in the world, the violin. And to me, it is the most magical instrument that dates back centuries, being played by great composers and great artists. Ladies and gentlemen, Classical Violin, Part 1. Thank you.
We'll be right back. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
You know what? That was one of the most beautiful endings to a Sunday show, Easter Sunday, and all of our shows are recorded, and you can go back to the very first show that I did. And again, it's approaching 11 years of being on air. I have enjoyed you immensely, especially on Sunday. That's the music that I'm inspired by. And what a beautiful composition to be inspired by. Well, there's my announcer. She says I have 90 seconds, but I think we have a little less. So I'm going to say happy Easter Sunday to everyone, and be safe out there. And I will see you on Wednesday.